Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
A range of factors have been creating uncertainty within the hog market. What have we been seeing in terms of markets, and what have been the key influencing factors?
Yeah, we're seeing really, a continuation of unprecedented volatility. The market is really struggling with trying to reconcile the near-term heavy supplies and abundant production levels against the possibility of exceptional demand, in particular in the export markets, as a result of the African swine fever situation in developing that in Asia. So those two are just at odds with each other because, like I mentioned, possible because we really haven't seen any tangible moves in the export market that would allow us to really expect some major increases in sales, which is what we would need to see in order to clear some of the really surprisingly huge supplies of pork in North America.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its quarterly hogs and pigs report June 27th. What were the highlights of the second quarter report for 2019?
Yeah, for me, the biggest kind of eye-opener was the 8% increase over last year in the heaviest weight category. So that reflects the animals that will be that are being shipped today and for the next couple weeks or so, and an 8% year-over-year increase in market hog numbers is just it's easily the biggest that we've seen since 1999. So 20 years ago is when we'd have to go back to see that type of increase in hog supplies year over year. And so that was a big shocker. I mean, as large as the hog numbers have been and as burdensome as the pork inventory has grown, that took us to another level. And it's been something that's been really pressuring the market, both cash and futures, for the last, month or two at least, but we saw another step lower after the results of that USDA report.
What are we seeing in terms of demand for North American pork, and where, how are sales patterns changing or expected to change, and what are the main factors affecting that demand?
Well, I think there is an expectation, I think, at some point that we will start to see more pork moving into China to reflect the huge deficit that they're going to be dealing with. But the timeline for that is extremely gray. We have no idea when we can actually expect to see, bigger numbers. And, of course, there are constraints like the trade disruption between China and the United States that has added tariffs to U.S. pork that has effectively, made it less competitive to other world pork suppliers. But it's the issue is now beyond Chinese borders. We've got the disease is well established. African swine fever is well established now in Vietnam, and it's moving through Southeast Asia. So, we're not necessarily beholden to what the issues are in China, and to some degree, it's a bit of a shell game where if European suppliers really concentrate on filling that deficit in China, that may open up opportunities for North American pork in other destinations where the Europeans had the foothold. But all of this is still just conjecture. There's really no tangible shift in sales patterns yet. All that we can do is kind of expect that the market, in as free a form as it is, will determine where the most efficient flow of pork from North America will go. But we're still there's still a huge amount of uncertainty there, and with the heavy supplies of pork, I think that seems to be the dominant feature of North American pork markets today.
What should producers be watching moving through the third quarter of 2019, and what are the recommendations?
Well, given that we still have very little certainty as to what the timeline would be behind any kind of increased exports to Asia, we think that if we were to get a good recovery, even a 25% recovery back to some of the highs that we saw, just 25%, that might be a decent pricing point. To start on some of your, or to cover some or more of your fourth quarter production. It's really not clear as to when we will start to see some price movements that reflect increased exports. So I think in that circumstance, if you can secure good profitable prices in the fourth quarter, which is not the norm, then it's probably a prudent action to do a portion of your production.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that covers it. Thanks very much, Bruce.
Thank you. Our guest has been Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.